A1, this is Abra. How can I help you?
Hey, Abra, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I think I missed a message for your vendor. I'm sorry. Yesterday was overwhelmingly busy, but is that what this is on, the dumpsters?
Hold on. I don't know that, but hold on. Let me let Jeff talk to you.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, they're delivering the dumpsters here in Charlotte today, but they're delivering the other ones next week up in Virginia.
Virginia. Hold on 1 second. Let me bring up your file. Bear with me. Give me a second. Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Give me 1 second.
All right.
Jeff, you're still with me?
Yep.
Give me 1 second. Give me a second. You have a lot of files, that's why.
Right. I mean, you could call me back.
No. It'll really take me 45 more seconds.
Okay. Did you give her what we needed to give her? That's who we want. No, give it to her. Give her.
Well,
you already did? Oh, okay.
All right,
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm getting a call.
No worries.
Hello?
No worries, brother. All right, I've got your file.
All right. The file for the most recent dumpster order. I think we got 4, 8, 12 dumpsters.
Okay.
Four of them are going to D.C., and 8 of them are coming to Charlotte. They're delivering them 8 today to deliver the other ones next week. We need to get these people funded.
Let me make sure I understand what's going on. Give me 1 second here. I just got an email from her yesterday. So let me figure this out. So you said 4 are getting delivered today?
No, 8. 8 are being delivered today. I think what we just need to do is act like they were all delivered. Everything's
we can pay before delivery. That's not a problem. They usually don't want to send us an invoice. That was the whole issue, that this vendor didn't want to send us an invoice until delivery. We pay people all the time before shipment, just like your truck. Your truck's not delivered, but we're paying for it. So that's not a problem. So
okay,
give me a
so
second.
Why don't we go ahead and pay them?
I gotta make sure it goes through funding quickly. Just give me a second. I got your best interest in heart. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay. So, I've got the invoices. So, you said some are delivered. Where are the rest going?
let's just sign off on them all.
It doesn't work that way. The funder they might ask to do a site inspection afterwards. You don't want to put yourself in that kind of. It's not worth it, to be honest. So where are some going? Where are the rest going?
There are 8 dumpsters being delivered today in Charlotte.
Okay.
The remaining 4 will be delivered next week.
To Charlotte?
No, to Virginia.
Okay. What is in Virginia? Because I don't know if we have that on file.
What do you mean, what's in Virginia?
Is that another location of your business?
Yes, another location.
Okay, give me 1 second. And I just want to make this simple for you. I don't want to cause any issues for you. Give me 1 second.
Well, I'm really trying to make it simple by just signing off on them all. I'm fine with it.
It can't work as a sign-off. It doesn't function that way for funding.
So they're not going to get their money until all of them are delivered?
No. We can... Okay. Not true.
All right.
You need to pay these people quickly. We can make that happen.
Yeah,
but in terms of sign...
Right. Okay. Then I will sign off on 8 of them today. But yes, we need to get them paid quickly. Because gave them a check. I'm giving them a check for everything, and they're holding it like we always do.
Okay. What is the... That's because this vendor typically doesn't give us invoices until delivery. That's the whole issue. They won't make an invoice. So I'll have to call them to make an invoice, because I remember you were paying the sales tax difference yourself. But I need to call them to make an invoice so it's not a quote. The question I have is this. I don't have any reference in Virginia. Can you just let me know what that address is so I can explain it to my funding department?
Okay, it's 11501.
11501.
Robertson Road.
All right.
In Manassas. And I don't know the zip. It's a lot. It's just a lot that we park the cans and park the trucks on. There's no power.
Okay.
There's no mailbox. There's no nothing.
It's a lot you rent.
Yes.
Is it a rental agreement or a lease agreement?
Rental agreement.
Okay. Month to month?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Because their invoice is going to probably reflect that, and that's going to cause issues. And I don't want to speak on something I don't know. Is 11501 Robertson Drive, Manassas, Virginia, 20109 sound accurate?
Yep.
Okay. How far is this location from your current location?
It's about 340 miles.
Okay. And is that because you just service both states?
Correct.
Okay.
Both locations. We don't service all points between. We just service a radius here and a radius there.
Yeah, because you have an office in Virginia and you have an office in North Carolina.
Right.
All right, cool. I think that's going to be fine. I don't want to... I can understand from the tone of your voice that you got to get these people paid. I was kind of unaware of the issue here.
The second thing, I didn't know we had to pay the sales tax. I don't think we ever did that before, did we?
No, so... Here's what we went through last time. We had an approval for you that got capped at a certain level, or else we would need additional financials. So the option that we discussed was funding you and you paying the sales tax differently, not because you wouldn't have to pay sales tax, but because the loan amount wouldn't cover that full amount.
Okay.
That was the issue.
Okay.
And you said, you told me just, hey, I'll pay the sales tax and make it simple.
Yeah, okay. I guess I do remember that. So we're going to pay the sales tax, $3,200 or something like that.
The difference. Let me do this. I've got a person at BWE that I want to reach out to make sure I make this go smoothly. That's the Peggy lady. So I'm going to reach out to her just to be on this. I'm going to get an invoice from her just to be on the safe side. Can you get me a copy of your rental agreement for that location, please?
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
That's why I just sign off on. I mean, damn. Let's just pretend they all came to Charlotte then. I don't know, Reuben, but she said that it says that the sales tax is in this price.
Okay. Let me. I understand you're frustrated, but please don't be frustrated at me. I'm simply trying to help.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Where's the sales tax here, Abra?
On the bottom.
Right tax $3,200. The total is $45,000. Then $3,000 and some change for tax. Total of $48,000.
Yeah. So I can.
Are we financing $48,000 or are we financing $45,000?
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, so Jeff, are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. So the quote we had was not for 40. So I'm going to walk you through step by step. And look, if this doesn't work, I'll figure out another solution for you. You know I've got your back.
Okay.
The initial quote we got, and I know these people are breathing down your neck, but I'm going to walk you through step by step. There's a lot of moving pieces here. Your initial quote we had was $43,606. Okay? It's $43,606. It represented $40,656 of equipment and $29.47 of tax.
Okay.
So, if we went above, what we discussed is we had an approval on one of your programs, and on that specific approval level, if it went any higher than that $40,000 and change mark, they would need financials. So I went to you and I said, hey Jeff, look, we can approve this, but we can't. The loan will be capped at this $40,000 and change. And you just have to pay the sales tax, or we'll need the financials. So we end up going the route of just doing the equipment, okay? Because that means you're just not going over a threshold. This is not the only approval for you. There's a ton of different approval options for you. That's on this specific approval.
Right.
Now, the second thing is paying the vendor before shipment. We would prefer to pay the vendor before shipment. However, the way this vendor works is, they typically, from our experience, will not provide an invoice to us. They'll do a sales order or a quote, but they won't actually provide an invoice until delivery. So the problem is, we can't fund a transaction until we have an invoice. We're not allowed to fund a transaction off a sales order. So that was the inherent issue. The vendor would not provide an invoice until delivery. So the situation, that's been one of the challenges. Now, on this specific order, I guess the first question is this. You've got another location involved. It's not about you just signing off. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. It just doesn't. The first thing is location. The second thing is the equipment cost still $40,000 and change plus tax, or is it $48,000? Because that's the difference in price.
Well, the quote made the, I don't know. You'll have to call Baker Waste and see why the quote went from $43,000 up to $45,000.
Okay, so let me do this.
Call me back.
The first thing is this. I'm going to call Baker Waste, get an invoice from them, and figure this out. I'll also ask them if they can give you, as a courtesy, a few days, since this is just kind of last-minute stuff. The other question I have for you is, do you have the rental agreement for that space?
No, I don't.
Okay. That could potentially be an issue.
Why?
Because when the collateral is delivered, generally the funding department has to match up where the collateral is delivered and the location of the equipment.
Okay, I'll just get them to deliver it here then.
Okay, then okay. It's what's on their invoice. I mean, that's okay. I'm just giving you. So, second thing is
when you talk to Baker Waste, tell them that we want all of them delivered here, that we don't want them delivered up there in Virginia, and the quote will come down to the $43,000. Maybe they were putting on extra to take a load to Virginia. I don't know, but that's what will happen. I'll take them up there myself, two at a time.
I'm gonna call Baker Waste. I mean, and just, you know, I'm not here to like be like insinuation on your business. Part of the transaction contract is where's the collateral located, and so I don't want to create any issues for you, but that's the location we have on address. I'm not here to like cause any problems. I'm just trying to prevent any issues.
Okay.
That's part of the contract. It's where the equipment's located. That's where the collateral's located. It's a collateral-based loan. But let me call the vendor. Let me see what I can do for you. Can I call you back at this number, or your cell phone works best?
Driver's here. I need to unload the dumpsters. So you can call back, talk to Abra, and okay. That'll be fine. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.